As I mentioned, a public procurement process was undertaken and the market responded to that. Only one tender submission was received, and this met the minimum requirements set out in the request for tender, which was published by the department following consultation with Donegal Airport. In the absence of any competition to operate this service and having taken legal advice, the department's priority had been to execute the contract in order to safeguard services beyond the 25th of February. This was vital to ensure that people, particularly critical care patients, could book flights for travel beyond the 25th of February as soon as possible.